Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Barry Bonds. Batting second, the right fielder, Andy Van Slyke. Batting third, the second baseman, Johnny Ray. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Sid Bream. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Bobby Bonilla. Batting seventh, the catcher, Mike Lavalier. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Rafael Belliard. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Kipper. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bob Kipper. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Bob Dernier. Batting second, the second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting third, the right fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Keith Moreland. Batting fifth, the catcher, Jody Davis. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Brian Dayette. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Leon Durham. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Shawn Dunston. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ed Lynch. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ed Lynch. And now, play ball. Barry Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Slyke hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dayette. Van Slyke reaches second base with a double. Bonds goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Pirates. Johnny Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray hits a line drive towards the mound. Lynch catches it and throws to second to double up Van Slyke. Two outs. Sid Bream is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bream hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bream. The throw from Davis and he is out, Sandberg applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Belliard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla strikes out. Two outs. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavalier hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rafael Belliard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belliard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bream settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Dayette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dayette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Belliard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Kipper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kipper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lynch fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Barry Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a fly ball into left field. Dayette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Slyke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Van Slyke is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ray reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch strikes out. Two outs. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 0-for-1 in the game. Dernier hits a fly ball into left field. Bonilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray is 0-for-1 in the game. Ray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Durham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ray for the out. One out. Sid Bream is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bream is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bream is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Morrison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonilla hits a fly ball into left field. Dayette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Sandberg hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bonilla. Sandberg reaches second base with a double. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-1 in the game. Moreland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dawson moves to second. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Van Slyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Dayette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dayette is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dayette strikes out. Lavalier drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Dayette out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavalier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lavalier hits a ball on the ground towards first. Durham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lavalier for the out. One out. Rafael Belliard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belliard is 0-for-1 in the game. Belliard bunts towards third. Moreland fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kipper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kipper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kipper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barry Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a pop-up towards first. Bream settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston is 0-for-1 in the game. Dunston strikes out. Two outs. Ed Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ray scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Slyke hits a pop-up, foul, in back of third. Dunston settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Dunston. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Slyke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Van Slyke hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dernier, who is chasing the ball. Van Slyke reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray is 0-for-2 in the game. Ray hits a fly ball into right field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid Bream is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bream is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bream takes first base on ball 4. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morrison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Van Slyke scores. Bream moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Pirates. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonilla strikes out. Two outs. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavalier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lavalier hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dayette. Lavalier reaches second base with a double. Bream scores. Morrison goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-0, Pirates. Frank Dipino now pitching. Rafael Belliard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belliard is 0-for-2 in the game. Belliard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dayette, who is chasing the ball. Belliard reaches third base with a triple. Lavalier scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Pirates. Bob Kipper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kipper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kipper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dipino fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 0 for 2 in the game. Dernier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sandberg hits a fly ball into right field. Van Slyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 2 in the game. Dawson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Barry Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a fly ball into left field. Dayette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Slyke is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Van Slyke takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray is 0 for 3 in the game. Ray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sid Bream is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bream is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bream strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Brian Dayette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dayette is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dayette hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bream juggles the ball. That's an error on Bream. Dayette moves to second. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston is 0 for 2 in the game. Dunston strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ron Davis now pitching. Chico Walker now playing left field. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0 for 3 in the game. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavalier is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Lavalier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rafael Belliard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belliard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Belliard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chico Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards third. Morrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 0 for 3 in the game. Dernier hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Sandberg takes first base on ball 4. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 3 in the game. Dawson hits a fly ball into right field. Van Slyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Kipper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kipper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kipper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barry Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dernier. Bonds reaches second base with a double. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Slyke is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Van Slyke hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bonds scores. It's 6-0, Pirates. Johnny Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray is 0 for 4 in the game. Ray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moreland hits a pop-up towards short. Belliard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Gary Matthews pinch hits for Ron Davis. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.